That Iowa team.
Good for Iowa.
They consistently play good defense. They just did just lose two receivers to the portal, but
or quarterback away,
surely,
right?
Yeah, surely if they get just even a competent quarterback, they can compete to win the West next year. They always seem to. Second down?
Yeah, second down. I've got some fun non-Power 5 or Power 6 NCAA men's basketball highlights and milestones just because, man, again, love what NCAA Hoops has been so far this year. Antoine Davis of Detroit Mercy just became the Horizon League's all-time leading scorer. He scored 22 points in a win against Purdue Fort Wayne. He now has 2,914 career points, which is also 13th in NCAA history. He is really close to passing Danny Manning now. I don't know. I personally have never even heard of Antoine Davis from Detroit Mercy.
Oh,
he's scoring like almost 3,000 points
to watch.
I mean, clearly. He made 5 3-pointers. He's now 5th in NCAA history of all time with 454 made threes. He's 4 shy of passing J.J. Redick, who, shout out J.J. Redick for doing that at Duke. That's just crazy. He was awesome. Yeah, I mean, crazy. This just a guy at Detroit Mercy putting up 3,000 points in a career. And then also our guy Yuri Collins from St. Louis and the Billikens had 20 assists in a game against Tennessee State on Wednesday night. And I don't know if you've seen the highlights from it. Unreal. Like, some of the passes he was making are just... I don't think many people could make these passes. And he said he could have probably had 25 in the game if he wanted to.
Could you imagine what our team...
That's what I was
like
saying the whole
Collins.
Time. Like, imagine if he...
There's been a couple of those. Like, you remember Jared Verse, the defensive end from Albany? Was down at Tennessee and Florida State. He's going to be like a first-round draft pick. Like, if we could have just added him to that defense and given Byron Young some help, God, that would have been crazy. Or, like, if Yuri Collins was on this team, Tennessee would be the best team in the country.
20 assists. And he said he got to like 17, was like, oh, I'm just going to start hunting him more.
I feel comfortable saying that if Yuri Collins was Tennessee's starting point guard, Tennessee would be the best team in the country.
It's unreal.
But a certain local media member couldn't keep his name out of his mouth, and now we don't have Yuri Collins.
Close to 12 assists per game this season. Good for him. I do wish he was in different colors.
Me too. Wish he was a Vol instead of a Billiken.
College basketball, man. College basketball. Hoops.
I live for college basketball. Especially like mid-major college basketball. It's just so much fun.
Yeah. That's
Third
the word
down.
I was looking for, mid-major.
Mid-major.
Yeah.
Third down. Tom Herman is back in the world of college football. He's been hired as Florida Atlantic's new head football coach. He will replace Willie Taggart, who was fired after going 5-7 this year. Taggart went 15-18 in his 3 seasons in Boca Raton. Did get to the Montgomery Bowl in 2020, but Herman was last at Texas. Before that, he was a star at Houston. He's accumulated a record of 54-22, has 5 bowl victories, 4 of them coming at Texas. In 2018, won 10 games at Texas, finished 2nd in the Big 12, and beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Before taking the Houston job, he was Urban Meyer's offensive coordinator at Ohio State. I think this is a really nice hire for FAU. I'm surprised that Tom Herman honestly hadn't gotten an even better look than FAU. Like, I get that things didn't end great in Texas, and there were some weird relationships there, but everything's kind of ended poorly in Texas lately. That's a pretty good head coach. I mean, that's a guy that put together a great record, a good offensive mind. Shout out to the Owls for making a good hire. Fourth down, Andy.
Fourth down, Division I women's volleyball. First and second round. Just wanted to turn your attention to the Tennessee Lady Volunteers.
My attention is turned.
Turn it that way because they've got a first round matchup from Louisville tonight against 8-seeded Purdue. Boilermakers, a team that beat Tennessee earlier in the season, but it was in 4 sets. It was close. Tennessee's a lot healthier now. So shout out Tennessee Volleyball. That's at 4 Eastern this afternoon.
4 Eastern.
4 Eastern.
At 4 Eastern. The Lady Vols, Volleyball, and Purdue.
Yes.
Eve Rackham and the girls.
I will say, like, this tournament was very entertaining last year. I don't know, you know, how many times you've flipped on D1 volleyball.
I like D1 volleyball.
It's very entertaining. Like, the Final Four last year was insane.
And fan support really growing. Like,
oh, a ton.
Wisconsin this year.
A ton. Yeah,
Wisconsin, like, early in the season, before any, like, weird stuff happened with them, they had already broken the attendance record. They had, like, 29,000 people against Florida.
Several instances this year, the attendance record has been broken. The championship game last year where Wisconsin won, that, like, broke the TV record for most viewed volleyball game on TV. So, it's growing like crazy. Watch it. It's good. And I don't think there's been any crazy upset so far. It's like Georgia beat 8-seeded Towson. Shout out Georgia, SEC representing. Kansas upset 7-seed Miami. I guess it's like a 10-7 upset. Nothing too crazy, but Tennessee's technically, I guess, a 9-seed. They beat Purdue tonight. Likely you get 1-seeded Louisville on Saturday night.
Let's go. Free smoke, Boilermakers. You don't want it.
Nope.
God, how do we end up always playing Purdue and everything?
It always happens.
Always Purdue.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Inevitable. Hey, by the way, podcast listeners, I forgot to hit record for like the first 6 minutes of this hour. My bad. Sorry you missed it. Logan, you got anything you want to add to the opening drive? Just putting you on the spot.
To touch on Iowa there, Cade McNamara, I like the move, but as long as Kirk Ferentz is there, nepotism is going to exist. And harboring Brian Ferentz's offensive mindset and acumen leaves much to the imagination. So, man, I don't know.
I'm so excited to eat these cookies.
I will say, though, Cade's brother, little brother Jake, watched him in the state championship game last year.
Yeah, he played for Page.
For Page, one of the best high school quarterbacks I've ever seen in person.
He was a dog.
We've got state championships going on right now across the state, right?
Alcoa, as we speak.
Yeah.
I had on some of the state championships yesterday.
Okay.
The announcers were making me giggle a little bit during the FCA.
What were they saying?
NSC? NCA?
I saw Alcoa was playing this morning. That's about my knowledge.
One of them was just like, in a Derrick Henry level stiff arm. And the other one was like, not really. And then there was just like awkward silence for like 30 seconds.
You can't say that.
You can't go against your own guy like that. If your guy says Derrick Henry level stiff
then
arm,
it was.
Then gosh darn it, it was a Derrick Henry level stiff arm.
I would have hated to broadcast that early game, the Lipscomb bloodbath.
That was bad.
I mean, whew.
We need to figure out how to broadcast the Blue Cross Bowl next year.
I need to get you on there.
I want on. I want in.
How's West High School doing?
Knox West?
Yeah.
They played in the state championship today against Page.
Okay.
That's
big.
Road trip to Chattanooga tonight?
It's in Chattanooga now.
Andy, can you get the creds?
Is it no longer in Cookeville?
Right.
Okay. They moved it this year.
Last year.
Last year. Oh, they moved it last year.
Cool.
What do I know?
Nice. UTC.
Yeah, it's a nice little venue, and Chattanooga, you know, nice town to, you know, you can go eat dinner before or after, whatever slot the game is you're looking at. It's
Baylor. Did Baylor beat NBA? Last night, did Baylor beat NBA? I know they pretty much got like a home game because they were playing in Chattanooga.
I expected them to. Let's see.
It's okay if you don't know. It's just Baylor and NBA. But
exactly.
So we got what? Alcoa playing East Nashville right now.
Yep.
Got Knox West playing Page. Somehow Beach is playing Oakland. I don't know how that happens. I thought they're both from like the same area, so they would have played before then. But cool, Blue Cross Bowl. Shout out to all the high schoolers that are competing for state championships.
Baylor won.
Baylor won.
Anderson County plays Saturday morning. That's one that I'm really interested in. They play Pearl Cone. And a lot of people, you know, thought that Anderson County just couldn't get over the hump of Greenville, like years past. And not only did they get over the hump, they leaped over it, beating Greenville 38-7.
Let's go, Anderson County!
And then backed up that victory. There was no letdown. They won their semifinal match, and now they're on to the finals.
Alcoa's won 8 in a row, apparently.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Did you have an episode this week?
Yeah, so we chopped it up. You know, we had a couple of guests on earlier this season, both playing for state titles. Eli Owens at Alcoa, and then Gavin Noe. Some of you guys probably saw this week, he got a lot of publicity for their victory last week and the fact that he hung around. It was an away game. It wasn't a home game for Gavin and the Mavs. He picked up trash after the game around the stadium and in the stands.
Wow. What a guy.
Yeah, so we chopped it up with those two, mixed their interviews, and sort of to re-highlight those guys, because both of those guys laid out what it was going to take for them to get to the state title. And so far, it's come to fruition.
They've done it.
So it was interesting to hear their stories and to hear that, to hear their path to a championship so early on in the season and to see how it's played out now. And they both are on that platform this weekend.
If you want to hear more on that, you can check out Fan Run Varsity Spotlight podcast that Logan Quinton hosts. We're going to eat these cookies now. If you want to get your own, you can go to Crumble Cookie up on Clinton Highway.
Yes, sir. Clinton Highway, you guys know about that location. Some of you may not know about the new location in Turkey Creek.
Oh.
Right there on Parkside Drive. Go check it out. It's been open for a few weeks now. So Crumble Cookies is taking over in Knoxville.
Well, it's cookie time here. Sam, send us a break. We'll be back with more on the Blitz. Back here on the Blitz, a little quick segment here before we get into confidence picks, as we all scramble to fill out our confidence picks. South Carolina beat Tennessee, and then we just kind of quit. We all just kind of started like...
Wasn't as fun.
We didn't even finish grading out the week that we lost to South Carolina either. We just stopped.
Yeah.
Stopped grading it. Let's see. Who won?
No, yeah. No, I don't think we need to do this because I think I lost.
I think we need to check it out.
Actually, I don't know. Sam missed a ton.
I think I might have lost.
I missed a
lot. Hey, the Cowboys did win, though, so.
I'm pretty sure I missed the one that we lost to South
Carolina. Sam definitely is the loser, for sure.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, because we picked all the same NFL. Unless Duke ended up winning that week, who knows?
No, they didn't. They,
Oh, yeah, Sam definitely
lost
that week
then.
Charlie, you probably won.
I don't know.
Because you picked Montana State, and that was just...
Yeah, that was...
Who would have known that?
I actually almost threw in FCS playoffs this week.
Thank God you didn't.
Would have been really funny
if I did. That week's null and void.
FCS playoffs is a good time. We're just going to have like, a big punishment catch-up day.
We got a lot of catch-up on, don't we?
Ick...
Nah.
Ick agrees.
Nah.
Let's see. Nah. I had 8 plus 8, 16 plus 5, 21. That's not good.
Not good.
Andy, you had 8 plus 9, 16 plus 8, 24.
Not good.
10, 17, 17 plus 8. What's 17 plus 8?
25.
Is that 25?
Yeah.
You had 25. Sam, 6 plus 2 is 8, plus 8 is 16, plus 5, 21. We tied.
Oh, you and Sam tied?
We tied.
Let's
go. Wow.
We both have to spin the punishment.
Let's go. That's great for me. You just want to do it now?
Do I even have the punishment wheel ready right now?
That's a good question.
The problem with this whole wheel website is that I don't know how to save wheels, so whenever I want to start a new wheel, I just have to delete the one that was already there.
They got to make the wheels a little bit easier.
This one just has a bunch of different names on it that are no names that I know, so the wheel's gone. We'll spin the wheel at a later date. Titans-Eagles this week. From a non-Titans perspective, Andy, how do you kind of view this game? Because I know how I see it. I've already made some guarantees.
Yes, you have. I'm not feeling as confident as a complete lockdown as you are, but I do think the Titans do match up well in terms of, you know, your defense being really strong. The Eagles are going to they're coming off a game in which they nearly set a franchise record for rushing yards in a game against the Packers. That's not going to happen against the Titans at this stage. The Titans, their run defense is a lot better than the Packers, clearly. And I think they're going to make it a little bit more difficult on the Eagles. They're going to make them have to throw the ball a bit more. But the thing is, the Eagles can also do that. So I think it's going to be one of the more challenging tests for your defense up to this point. And I think you can't – a lot of games you've been able to get by with pure defense. And then, you know, Derrick Henry's been able to do just enough. Ryan Tannehill's been able to do just enough to win you some of these games. It hasn't been the case for all the games, but I'm just saying in a majority, your defense has been one of the reasons why you've gotten in the spots that you have. And I don't think that's going to be the case. I think you're going to have – to beat the Eagles, beat a good Eagles team, you're going to have really everything clicking. Like, you can get some stops, but if the offense isn't moving, because the Eagles have a good defense as well, if the offense isn't moving, then you know you're not going to outlast them forever.
So there's a couple things I'm kind of looking at. Jordan Davis potentially back. I know he got put on eligible to return, so he has like a 21-day window to come back, but he could be back as early as this weekend. That could make things difficult. One thing that gives me some hope. Ben Jones back, should be back this week after missing the last two games with a concussion. He's back at center. You can slide. Then Aaron Brewer back over to left guard and Nate Davis at right guard. And that makes a really formidable interior offensive line unit. Because last week against the Bengals, for the first time really in as long as I can remember, you know, a couple years now, Tennessee lost at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. I guess they kind of lost the line of scrimmage in that Giants game, too. I will say that. But, like, you've seen a team with the best run defense in the NFL since week three. You've seen a team that has been really good at running the football as well. Derrick Henry coming into that game, the leading rusher. And on both sides of the line of scrimmage, the Bengals dominated you. And part of it, I think, is just the matchup. It's just a matchup we really struggle with. Like, Mike Hilton and the Bengals' defensive backs do a really good job of getting in there on the run game and helping out against it. But the Eagles... also a very good defensive line. Also a good offensive line. They're going to try to run the ball, too.
This offensive line versus defensive line matchup, Eagles offense, Titans defense, is a great matchup.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good matchup.
Yeah. I think the Titans clearly missed Danico Autry. Low-key, one of the most important players in the NFL, apparently, because without him, the Titans were able to generate close to zero pressure. Granted, you know, the Bengals were running a lot of the quick passing game, but... Jeffrey Simmons, hopefully he's back and healthier. He's been playing with a bum ankle. Yeah.
Works
a bum
out.
Ankle. And clearly that slowed him down. But I don't know. That's kind of what it hinges on me. Like, there's a couple key matchups. Can Christian Fulton and whoever else play good defense on A.J. Brown? Because we've had some problems having tight coverage, but then getting beat on some jump balls by some bigger receivers. I think that we're going to get really physical with A.J. Brown. We're going to try to frustrate him. We're going to try to make him play an emotional football game and make some mistakes there, because he's prone to do that. He's prone to be a very emotional player, which has been both good and bad at times for him. I think, can Treylon Burks, can he get separation against Darius Slay? If he can, it's going to be a long day. But if he can get past Darius Slay and beat him at times, that really helps open up the offense. And then again, you know, it's just, can the interior offensive line of the Titans get enough push for Derrick Henry to get going? Because it's been really three straight games now of Derrick Henry not really looking like fully himself. You know, he was good but not great in the Packers game. But last week, a bad outing for him and the offensive line, and a couple weeks back against the Broncos, it wasn't great either. But I feel very good about the Titans. I think the Titans' defense and the Titans' passing game is going to be what wins on Sunday. As weird as that sounds, I think that that's what's going to transpire. Anything we missed, Sam?
No, I think you kind of hit it on the head there. You know, a couple matchups I'm looking for. You mentioned there with Treylon Burks on Darius Slay. Slay's been, you know, probably one of the best corners in the league so far this year. Was playing great football last year, so it's a big test for a rookie wide receiver. But, you know, Burks has had some really good plays in the last couple games, and you can just see Tannehill's confidence growing with him. And then on the Eagles' defensive side of the ball, you know, Jordan Davis has been out for a little bit, and he's expected to be back. So, you know, just a physical presence up front, great run stopper, you know, just being able to control the line of scrimmage there, and like you're saying, hopefully a bounce back week from our O-line after a less than stellar performance against the Bengals, to say the least.
Well, can't wait for that one. Again, just a huge sports weekend. We'll pick all the games on the other side. Confidence picks next here on the Blitz. Back here on the Blitz. I just keep laughing about this Drew Brees getting struck by lightning video. The internet has just been set ablaze. The fact that there were people that thought that he actually got struck by lightning. Apparently Darren Rovell, of course Darren Rovell, apparently he got duped into thinking Drew Brees just actually got struck by lightning.
Yeah, like the camera was perfectly on in a thunderous atmosphere, perfectly focused on Drew Brees as the lightning struck. Yeah.
It's like the number one thing trending on Twitter right now, at least for me.
Pretty cool.
Here's an NFL reporter, ESPN Saints reporter, Catherine Terrell. Update, just texted Drew Brees, said he's good, and that he did not get struck by lightning. I can't believe that that's like a real... just a real thing that like people are worried about.
Where do you see like your number one? Oh, my number one trending right now is Ghana.
What's your number two trending?
Drew Brees.
My number two trending is Splash Mountain.
Oh wait, I have that too in there. It's in my top 10.
Oh, they're gonna close it.
Oh,
and then they're gonna reopen it as Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
What? Oh man.
And then I just have a bunch of stuff about Chris Paul, because apparently Chris Paul's had relations with Kim Kardashian, according to a Kanye tweet, and we all know that Kanye wouldn't lie.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, time for some confidence picks. The Chris Paul tweets have truly been hilarious.
Oh man.
Starting off with tonight's game, though, USC and Utah. Sam, over to you.
Yeah, give me Utah for two here.
Didn't sound excited about that.
No, I'm not. But it's too late to change all my numbers. I feel like it's going to be hard to beat a team twice, but let's do it, Utah. Let's just do it.
Just do it!
Caleb Williams is the Heisman frontrunner now, I guess. It's his to lose.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it kind of is, yeah.
If he goes crazy tonight... There's your Heisman moment. I think the offense does go crazy, and USC gets everything they hoped for out of the year and more with Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley, man, he can get to the playoffs, I'll tell you what.
I despise Lincoln Riley. One of my least favorite coaches in the
I can't believe in year one of Lincoln Riley, USC is going to the playoffs, and Oklahoma had a disaster of a year. So
he just took the entire Oklahoma team to USC.
Yeah. USC, not that I'm confident in them, but I'm very scared on some of the other games. I've got them for 8. Trojans.
Trojans for 8.
It was one of those that worked out that was like, oh, wait, I forgot about this game.
Is Hendon Hooker going to make it to New York, by the way?
8.
You think he is? You think Hendon's going to get to go to New York?
I think he will.
So. I kind of think he will,
I think it's going to be a good, feel-good, like, come on. Come on, buddy. Come to New York.
Come on. Come whip up on stage.
Yeah, like... It's probably going to go to Caleb Williams, but at least
we'll get to see a highlight of you leading a 13-second field goal drive against Alabama.
And you and CJ Stroud can laugh and be like, ha ha.
We'll probably get like one of those early on in the ceremony, like little feature stories on his journey and his like Christian's children book.
You'll have Reese Davis asking him some questions on stage. It'll be fun.
I got Utah for 5. Utah owns USC. Utah owns Oregon. Utah owns the Pac-12. Cameron Rising owns USC in the Pac-12. I like the Utes to get it done. When it's championship time, it's Kyle Whittingham time. It's Utah time. I got the Utes for 5. Tomorrow, one of the bigger games of the day could decide Tennessee's opponent in the Cotton Bowl because the college football world hates us.
And we can go to Dallas now.
We can go to Dallas.
Yeah. Make it twice. In a month.
Yeah, you're going to Dallas next weekend.
Yep.
You can scout it out for us.
That's right.
Sam, who you got in this one? Tulane, UCF.
Give me Tulane. I like Tulane's team here. I think they've been on a roll this season, looking pretty good. Give me Tulane for my 9.
Tulane for 9. Okay. Wow, really confident in Tulane here.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm also going Tulane for 9, yeah. Well, UCF already beat Tulane this season. I don't think it happens again. I'm not expecting it to happen again. I think Tulane wins this one, and they go to the Cotton Bowl, and they, I don't know. I feel good about, the Green
Pratt
Wave.
Versus Joe Milton.
Yes. That's the matchup.
The matchup everyone wanted to see.
That's the matchup, the Cotton Bowl matchup.
What if I would have just, like, pulled you aside after the Tennessee-Alabama game and whispered in your ear, New Year's Six bowl game, Joe Milton versus Tulane.
Or no, you don't even say New Year's Six bowl. You say, hey, you guys are going to play a mid-major in a bowl game.
If I just Joe told you at the start of the year, Joe Milton will be starting a bowl game against Tulane to end the year.
You're going to go 10-2, but Joe Milton's going to play in your bowl game.
If you had told us that in August, you'd said,
Tulane.
Oh, we're going 6-6.
Yeah, I mean, because Tulane, like, I think I had them at 6-6 or like 7-5 in my predictions.
6-6. What a disaster that would have been.
I think their win total was even like 5.5, maybe 6.5. Do love me some Michael Pratt, though. Remember when he almost beat Oklahoma, like, by himself 2 years ago? That was a fun
Yeah,
one.
I do remember that.
I think Tulane's the better team. I think they should win this game. But I'm picking UCF because I just think it makes sense that somehow, some way, by way of the college football gods that be, we're going to somehow get Josh Heupel versus UCF in the Cotton Bowl. So I'm going to take UCF
story
for
lines.
Four.
The storylines are too interesting.
Big 12 championship game, Kansas State, TCU. Samuel?
Yeah, I think TCU's got too much to play for in this game. They've been looking good. I don't think that collapse is coming in the last game of the year. Give me Max Duggan and the Horned Frogs for 10.
They've got a lot to play for, but they've got a lot to lose at the same time. Kansas State is going to be running around like a bunch of madmen trying to ruin TCU's perfect season. And Kansas State's a good team. They were beating TCU, you know, pretty handedly at that one point, you know, late in the game until TCU did their magic and stormed back like they did all season. So I think the Wildcats are not going to be scared of this matchup. And I think we're going to get some chaos with a one-loss TCU team. And I think it's going to spark a debate, TCU or Ohio State. But also I have USC winning. So, yeah, it's going to spark a debate. Who's that last team? I got Kansas State in this game for 5.
I got TCU winning this game. I picked Kansas State to win the Big 12. I have a futures bet on them from, like, preseason.
Nice.
So I'm going to be a little antsy watching that game. I figured I'd hedge my happiness, take TCU. But also, TCU just keeps winning. They just find a way. I think this Frogs team, they're magical. Give me TCU for 6. SEC championship game. Georgia across the board, yeah.
Georgia for 11.
Yeah, I got 11. It's been quite the year for LSU.
Yeah, I got Georgia just for 10, not 11. You two have them for 11, but I had to save my 11. Wrapping up conference championship games, Purdue and Michigan.
Let's go for an upset here. Let's go Jeff Brohm. Let's get to 4-0 against top 3 teams. Give me Purdue for 1. Give me an upset on
the Big Ten West, man. What a division of football.
Just like 3 weeks ago, no one controlled their
own
destiny.
It took
somehow.
Iowa losing to Nebraska for Purdue to get into this game. I am scared of just the chaos that Purdue always has in their back pocket. And I think they're going to actually kind of make Michigan sweat a little bit. But I think Michigan should win this game. I got them for 10.
I'm with Sam. I think Aiden O'Connell's going to have some magic. I think Jeff Brohm's going to have some magic. I think Purdue's going to have some magic. Who would have thought
Oh, my goodness.
Who would have thought that two of us would be picking Purdue in
I
this game?
I feel good about being the only one picking Michigan.
I will say I don't like good. That it's on a neutral site. Like, I feel like all those Purdue top 3 wins are at Purdue. Like,
yeah.
When it's just a rowdy home environment. But screw it.
I think they're going to tear down Lucas Oil. It's only like an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, you're right.
An hour down the road.
A home game.
True.
Yeah. What does Purdue do? They do weird things.
What does Purdue do?
What does Purdue do in the postseason? Weird things. Fair. Over the NFL, Jets-Vikings.
Yeah, give me the Vikings for 5 here. I just like the Vikings at home and not playing a backup quarterback, I assume. They going to Mike White again?
Hey, Mike White's a starting quarterback.
Are we disrespecting Mike White here?
I am disrespecting
Mike White. I could not imagine sitting in that chair and disrespecting Mike White.
Mm.
Sam just did it. Vikings for wow. five. Gross.
Wow. It is 1 o'clock, and Kirk is pretty good at 1 o'clock.
That's a good counterpoint, Andy.
Mm-hmm. But
I love that, Andy.
But
I didn't even think about looking at what time it's at. I would make the Vikings a 10.
But the Jets defense is going to make things very difficult for Kirk Cousins, who is very, very turnover prone. And Mike White looked good last week. Not that he is, you know, all of a sudden the guy, but I'm going Jets for 7. I think it'll be a good game.
I like the Jets in this one. I think there's two big matchups here, Sauce Gardner and Justin Jefferson. I'm excited.
Can't wait to see that.
But then also Christian Darrisaw, the Vikings tackle, versus Carl Lawson.
Lawson's
been good this year, but Darrisaw's only allowed 1 sack. Kirk Cousins, he can get a little antsy. He can be turnover prone when he's getting pressured. So if Carl Lawson can get after him, if him and Sauce Gardner can work in conjunction against this Vikings pass offense, could be a long day. Give me the Jets for 2. The Washington Commanders, the hottest team in the NFL that no one's talking about, versus the future Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
Exactly that, Charlie.
Exactly that.
Yeah. The Giants, although they are winning the Super Bowl, they're not playing their best football right now. I'm going to take the Commanders for 4.
I think the Commanders have gotten the Giants at a great time here. They play each other, I think, twice in the next 3 weeks. So,
correct.
Yeah, they play each other.
A bye week in between.
Yeah, a bye week in between. So this is very interesting. We'll get to see that play out in the next 3 weeks. Giants are looking a little cold right now, I'm not going to lie. Saquon hasn't been the same. Offense hasn't been the same. Commanders have the better defense here. But I do think, I don't know, the Commanders have been a little bit, they've just been like scooting by a little bit. They've been scooting by. And I think maybe they get a wake-up call in this game. I think they're due. I think these two teams are probably going to split their season. So I think in the one in MetLife, I'm going to go with the Giants in a really close one. Confidence of 4.
Yeah, like you said, the Giants going to win the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, I said that.
Yeah,
the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl, but sure. We're in like the part of their 30 for 30 or like their movie where things are really starting to fall apart, where they've drifted away from their old ways. They're going to lose this game, and then that'll be like the backbreaker that sets them into the movie montage mode. And then they're going to get into movie montage mode, straight to championship mode.
If the Commanders win this, they're above the Giants.
Yeah, I got the Commanders for 7, though.
There's some character building losses here.
Yeah, that's what we're getting. We're getting you got to build some character to win a Super Bowl. That's what the Giants are taking care of right now. Dolphins 49ers, the Mike McDaniel Bowl.
Ah, didn't even think of that.
Mike McDaniel mic'd up was very interesting. I can't get over the fact that he's an NFL head coach. I saw him this morning. I keep seeing him. He was just like, hey, someone let me know if I'm acting crazy here, acting out of order, but I think I'm just going to pass the ball every play this series. You guys okay with that? And then they proceeded to just throw it 10 times, run it 0.
He talked to a guy that, like, broke a tackle. Man. He was like, you know when you broke that tackle over there? Like, that was really cool. You got away from the guy. I was like, God, this guy's a weirdo. But
he's kind of like him. Fun.
Who you got, Sam?
I have the Niners for 6 here in this game. Give me the home team. Give me Christian McCaffrey starting to gash
hurt.
That Dolphins D.
He's a little bit hurt. I'm not going to lie.
Give me Eli Mitchell gashing the Dolphins.
He's out for the season.
Really?
So.
When did that happen?
Last week.
When he gets
did
right
that
back
happen
from
during
injury.
The week that I just turned off football?
He had his other MCL.
Elijah Mitchell is the most injury-prone running back in the history of football.
But he's good when he's playing.
Oh. McCaffrey went down as limited participant at Thursday's practice.
You going to make a pick here?
Yes, Dolphins. Dolphins in a very, very close one. I don't like picking the Dolphins in this game, but the 49ers, ever since everyone said they're the favorites, have been incredibly underwhelming. Incredibly underwhelming. Every single week, their offense does things that you're like, why are you not doing better? Why are you not playing better? Maybe it's just because they have Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know. But how are they not playing better? How are they not? Dolphins, you know.
Oh! South Korea goal in the 91st minute.
Looks like Uruguay just saw that.
They just scored in added time. South Korea did, and now the live stage.
Wow,
everyone
South Korea through.
South Korea's through over Uruguay right
now.
Even
with a win for Uruguay, too.
Yeah. Because Uruguay had 1 point and Korea had one.
So Uruguay's got to get a goal in the next 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Would that put them through on goal differential?
Right now,
yeah, they got to score one more.
Even, but Uruguay has more yellow cards. Oh, I think wow.
This league.
Wow.
This league.
Wow. There's also an official report about the Netherlands facing a flu outbreak.
Yes, yeah, that is a thing.
Go. It's now official. Give me the 49ers, though, in the Mike McDaniel Bowl. I think they boat race the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins season falls apart, and it starts right now. 49ers for 8. Chiefs-Bengals AFC Championship rematch. Sam?
Give me the Chiefs for 7 in a little revenge game. I think that Chiefs team just gets rolling. Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
You got the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. For 7. Sorry.
For 7? Andy?
I'm going Bengals in this one, actually. They've beaten the Chiefs twice in a row, right? I don't know if they can do it again. In Cincinnati, that helps. I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. These games typically are very fun. So, I don't know. I have a good feeling about the Bengals in this one. But just for 2. Not confident. I hate picking against the Chiefs.
I think this is when the Chiefs like finally get right up against the Bengals. Mm-hmm. I think they'll probably still lose to them in the playoffs somehow. But I think the Chiefs get right in the regular season. I got the Chiefs for 9. Throwing a weird one at you here. The USA versus Netherlands.
Woo! USA.
Ghana.
Give me a USA for 3. I'm not extremely confident at all. This would probably be my 0 if that was an option. But,
you switched it to 3?
Let's go. It was at 3.
It was at 3.
I thought we all had 1.
I think you switched
you
it.
Just switched
I did
yours.
Switch to 3 as well.
Come on,
I want Andy to
you
be the least patriotic.
Well,
make the Dolphins
just let it be
one.
Known that Andy doesn't like America as much as me and Sam do.
By 2 confidence points, he does not like America. That
yeah. Andy just moved the Giants to 1 confidence point, and America is 4.
Yeah, y'all can stop talking now.
You know what?
No, stop.
I'm going to make USA my 11.
You know what?
Georgia's going to 1.
TCU, they're dropping down to 1. I like Kansas State. USA, they're getting 6 confidence points for me. Netherlands, they have the flu. You know what we have?
We don't have the flu.
We have a different F word, Andy.
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom, baby. That's what we have. We got Christian Pulisic. We got a goal? Did we just get a goal?
We got a hell of a save.
No, we don't need saves. We need goals. We have the over.
Oh,
how have they not scored
offsides.
Any more
it
goals?
Offsides.
It was 2-0 at halftime. I haven't scored any more. It's driving me insane. It's driving me to the point of insanity right now. How are we not going to get this over? Who is this guy, and why is he making these saves?
Shout out South Korea, man.
Shout out South Korea. Come on. How did I not get that goal? How?
Oh.
We're not even going to get to catch a break after conference picks. We just keep
getting Yeah, let's just roll
We're just
through
rolling
it.
Through to the end of the show now.
Yeah.
Still 1 game left to pick. I have the USA for 6, so let it be known that out of all the people on the show, I'm the most patriotic and
the
most
right.
American.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm the second most.
Second most.
Andy. USA for 4.
Sam basically is from the Netherlands at this point. Yeah. USA for 6. Titans-Eagles to wrap up confidence picks.
Love this.
I love it too, Andy. Give me the Titans for 8. You know, just when they lose a game that they shouldn't have lost in that Bengals game last week, you get a big performance on a big stage at the Eagles, an A.J. Brown revenge game. He's going to be eating some dirt this weekend, and the Titans are going to be trotting into the end zone in Philadelphia. Give me the Titans for 8.
I love when the Titans play a really good team, and I can really have a good margin of difference. And it's like when y'all play the Chiefs. Granted, it was a really close game, and I respect y'all picking the Titans so highly and confidently. And I'm picking the Eagles, but I'm not, like, soaring in confidence, so... Because I do think the Titans have a really good chance of winning this game. And I would love the Titans to win this game. But in my mind, it comes down to, man, do I want to pick for Jalen Hurts or do I want to pick for Ryan Tannehill? And I'm going to pick on Jalen Hurts' side, Eagles for 6.
Yeah, look, man, this is going to be tough. I mean, the Eagles, 4.5-point favorites. They're 10-1. You're going on the road. haven't been very good against, along the offensive line the last week or two.
Extra 8 minutes in this game, by the
way.
I
mean, really, it's just one of those that, I don't know, the Titans might just run out of magic. They might just start to fade down the stretch a little bit, coast to a division title, and, you know, just lose early in the playoffs again. Or they can go to Philly. They can make A.J. Brown cry. Derrick Henry, Derrick getting started. It's D-Hember, El Tractor Cito season. That's going to get going. The Titans are going to get going. This defense is going to absolutely suffocate the Eagles. And I would like to make a second personal guarantee. I've already made one about this game this week on the Blitz. I guarantee the Titans beat the Eagles. I guarantee that A.J. Brown sheds at least one tear on Sunday. I fully promise.
Is that your best bet?
That is my best bet is over 2.5 A.J. Brown deleted tweets Sunday night.
Mm.
My second best bet is over 0.5 A.J. Brown tears. And my lock of the year is Titans money line. And I got the Titans for 11 confidence points. Period.
Period.
Period. Now, let's go enjoy our weekend. It's 11:56. It's time to get out of here. We'll see you same time, same place on Monday. Didn't even get our best bets off. For Sam, for Andy, I'm Charlie. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Go America. Tighten up. Someone score another goal in this soccer game, please. Oh. Talk Sports, John Reed, there up next.
Nothing.